Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Another 1-2 from Castellanos. Yastrzemski, high drive, down the right field line. It is gone! Amazing! Into San Francisco Bay, a grand slam! And the Giants have gone ahead 9-8. The first grand slam of Mike Yastrzemski's career.
Are we waking you up, Mike? I mean, after last night, I think you would sleep in a little bit and you had a hard day at the yard. What was your morning like today? We waking you up to make you come on the radio again?
No, it's kind of right in my routine. I woke up about 20 minutes ago, just got back with my coffee, so we're getting ready to get it going again.
Very cool. Well, congratulations on the shot last night. And look, you guys hit home runs all the time. It's something that special to come back from 7-0. Just how cool was it to hit that ball last night?
That was really cool. Being able to hit, you know, a big moment home run with fans back in the stands again is really, really special. And hearing everybody cheer and scream is one of the best parts about it, because you can hear the joy that you've literally just created for all these people that are there to watch us hopefully win a game. And when we pull through in certain situations like that, it's just really cool to hear the crowd roar and to be a part of.
I'm sure your phone was roaring as well. So your wife, your mom, your grandfather, I mean, who reached out to you? Even your Vandy guys, Tyler Beatty. I mean, how many people hit you up after what you did last night, Mike?
Last night was pretty good. Probably, I came back to like 150 text messages, something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
150, you read them all? You respond to them all? Who are some of the headliners on there?
I got to respond to everybody, you know? Mostly, a lot of it's family, which is always great to hear from family and to catch up with them, but, just friends and people that were out here watching the game. And those are also part of the cool things about having big moments like that, is you get to catch up with people.
Mike Yastrzemski joining us, of course, the grand slam that led to the Giants 9-8 win last night against the D-backs. So everything happened so fast. You always ask a guy, well, what did you see up there? So I guess we have to ask you what you saw, but it all goes by so fast. So just kind of take us through the moment.
you're definitely right, but it was moving really fast, and then I hit that foul ball and kind of took like a sigh of relief, where I felt the game kind of speeding up on me. And so I just took a deep breath and reminded myself what was important. And that was just to make sure that Buster got to hit that inning. And so all that I thought was, you know, get Buster up here, just have a good at bat. Doesn't matter if it's a walk, hit by pitch, hit, error, whatever, just find a way to get on and make sure that he has a chance to really put us ahead. And that really relaxed me and just kind of took the pressure off me. And I didn't try and do too much once I could finally get into that mindset. So that was super helpful.
Yeah, so much was made in our conversation with you on TV after, and your conversation with Kerry Crowley here on KNBR after, and the media about the work the three hitting coaches did with you prior to the game, which just shows, you know, who you are as a guy. But tell me, Andrew Baggerly in The Athletic has this big piece about how you own your own Win reality kit complete with goggles and sensors, and you, how does that work? Is that actually simulate getting in the box against a specific pitcher? How does that all work?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. So have you ever used any sort of virtual reality?
Yes,
at all?
Yes. It's called alcohol, but that's different. But I know where you are there. But yeah. I've dabbled in it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a simulation that, like, it looks real. Like, it looks like you're in the ballpark. You're standing in the batter's box, and the pitcher's on the mound, and you get to face all their pitches. You can do certain, you can do all sorts of different training modes that they have in there. But mostly what I do is just work on my timing and make sure that I'm kind of seeing the pitches that I want to hit and being ready to hit those instead of chasing balls.
Mike Yastrzemski joining us, of course, the Grand Slam last night, leading to the Giants' 9-8 win over the Diamondbacks. Do you feel bad at all that put them to their 21st consecutive loss on the road? Just a tiny bit of you feel bad at all?
I don't know. Like, no. maybe for the tiniest split second.
Right.
But no, that's the whole point of playing against an opponent, is you're trying to beat them. So
nobody was feeling bad when you were on the IL twice.
That's right.
So don't feel bad for that.
Yeah, exactly. Good point.
Yeah. So going back to and you didn't have any rehab assignment. And I think what you're able to do virtually compensates for that. But you come back for the doubleheader on Saturday, and the Josh Harrison fly ball. It was a tough sun field there. But my question is: as you approach the boundary, has Cap told you at all about, because Gabe was a really good outfielder, he knows there, and you're a big hitter in this lineup. You can't go on the IL crashing in the walls like you did against the Angels on June 1st. And I go back to the game in Pittsburgh. I mean, you just ran smack into that wall, fearless. But has he told you, now we need your bat in the lineup, Mike, so take it easy when you get up against the wall, maybe here and there?
No, it's kind of the opposite. He wants me to keep playing the same way that I've always played, because when you start to really try and be cautious in and around the walls, that's when you really get hurt. When you're purposefully kind of just not trying to get hurt is usually when the worst things happen. So he has a lot of faith in me and trust in me that I'm going to know when to push my limit, and I'm always going to play hard. That's just who I am. I don't have the ability to not play harder, to give it my all, but I definitely will be reconsidering when it involves the brick part of the wall. That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
Smart guy.
Mike, Brendan Belt said that the vibe in the clubhouse is similar to what the vibe was when they were winning World Series. You've been around here a few years now. You know what the vibe in the clubhouse has been like. What is it like, and specifically, what is it like when you hit a grand slam like that and hit the clubhouse?
It's so fun. It's just loud music. Everybody's happy. Guys are hanging around a little bit longer. It's not like nobody's sprinting out of there to try and get home, to get away from the field. And I think that's part of the best thing, is that it feels like guys want to be there. When you're on a losing team or a team that doesn't have great chemistry, it feels like guys only show up because they're getting paid to do so. And right now it feels like everybody wants to be there because they're truly enjoying having fun with each other, with all the other guys in the clubhouse.
And it's not just the players. I mean, your coaches, they made so much of the youth on this coaching staff and the volume. And I do want to get your thoughts, because, Brandon really is bought in. He hasn't changed his swing as much as the other Brandon, Craw and Buster, but they have changed their swings. But you were here for Boches last year, and Bam Bam's one of the best, certainly. But what Donnie and Justin and Dustin are doing on a daily basis, how do you quantify is not the right word, but is there a sense of confidence? How is the approach led itself for some of you guys, later in your careers, having breakthrough years here?
First of all, they're incredible with what they do. And I think the reason that they get through to these guys is because they let you come to them. They're going to give you an idea and a thought, And if you want nothing to do with it, then you don't have to. Then they're not going to force it on you. There are a lot of hitting coaches that come into new organizations and try to impose themselves really quick and pretend like they know everything. But these guys never act like they know everything at all. You know, they're just trying to, they feel like they're constantly trying to solve a puzzle. And no matter how good you get, baseball is so hard that we're still trying to figure it out. And they completely embrace that. They love the challenge. They love being there. And they make it really fun to go to work every day.
Talking to Mike Yastrzemski, you mentioned it briefly. You had a great year last year, so you didn't mind the cutouts last year. But the fans are slowly coming back against the A's here in a couple of weeks. We're going to have a full boat. We saw Sunday night in Wrigley, the Cardinals and the Cubs. We saw last night over 52,000 at Dodgers Stadium. You're out in the outfield, so you get to interact a little bit more with fans. I was at the Cubs series and sat in dead center. It was a lot of fun. What is it like now having fans? And you, like you mentioned, even though it wasn't a full house last night, you hit the grand slam, you get the energy from the crowd. So what is it like now?
That's awesome. It's how baseball's supposed to be played, you know, with tons of people having a great time, enjoying some beers, some burgers, dogs, whatever, you know, just and it gives us something to play for. You know, it's not as fun to play a game when you're playing it for yourself as opposed to playing for all the fans, the city, everybody on the team. And that makes it a lot more special, and more so when these big moments happen is they mean more.
Yeah, I mean, the big one's going to be when the A's roll in on the 25th, a week from Friday, and we go to 100% capacity. But last night was the grand reopening of the state of California, and the restrictions have eased. And they're allowing fans to congregate on the portwalk, Mike. And I kind of thought they were going to take the scrims down. I never got a great shot of the first three archways there. So much been made about, you know, putting kind of a tarp up to obstruct the wind. Mm-hmm. Were they down at all last night or not yet?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
You didn't notice? I'm amazed by that.
I'll take a look tonight, and I'll let you know.
Well, don't you normally feel the wind coming through there when they're down, and you can feel it blowing up behind you?
Yeah, it's also day to day. You know, like some days you feel it, some days you don't.
Right.
Yeah, I feel
less when it's warm too. You know, it was warm last night.
It's warming up. We're going to have smoke. Yeah. We're going to have a heat wave tomorrow. It's going to be really hot tomorrow for the day game.
Yeah.
Well, plus, you guys are hitting a bunch of home runs on the road. I mean, obviously, I know what you did last night, but you're hitting most of these by a wide margin on the road. So, I don't know. I think Alex Dickerson said he didn't think it was the scrim. He thought it was the approach and the hitting coaches and everything that you guys are doing. Do you notice or do you think there's a difference?
I don't. I think it's exactly what Dick was saying. You know, I think it's really our approach and our mentality at the plate and trusting each other and knowing that we have the ability to drive the ball out of any ballpark, you know, and not letting the thought of having a pitcher's ballpark really get to our heads. And as long as you don't let it affect you mentally, then physically you're just going to go out and be the same person.
All right. When we interviewed you last night on TV, couldn't quite tell, but you did lift up your cap a little bit, and I saw a mustache there, dude. So what is going on? I know you're taking it day by day. Is the stash back after you hit a slam last night?
No, it was strictly for May. You know, it's just my mustache grows in quicker than everything else on my face. So, you know, if you see a little bit of a mustache, it's probably just because I haven't shaved in a few days. And There are rules to mustache May. You know, in order for it to work, we can't abuse it. We got to keep it to May. We can try and find something else that's fun for everybody when we get the chance to.
So no superstitions, like if you hit a grand slam, you don't just not shave or anything. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. No.
Okay,
that's one of the cool things about superstitions is you can test them. You know, let's see what works and what doesn't.
Now, here's the real key. So you said we just woke you up. You got up before, but you were up around 11. You got your coffee going. Have you gone to the razor blade yet? Have you shaved yet today or no?
I have not, no, but I will be. I promise you
will. And it grows so fast, you can shave at noon, and by 6:45 at night, you could almost have a stash back. It grows that quickly?
Maybe. There's potential.
Chris Sally's got a rival on this roster.
I'm sure you've heard this. My wife was 11 the stash, but you're right. I mean, look, it is those are the rules, and you even had the flavor saver underneath. I mean, it worked. Between you and Lamont Wade, you guys could have been in like a, you know, a 70s cop show or something. You guys had it going. The YouTube guys.
He had a great mustache, didn't he?
Oh, you guys both. I mean, you know, Slater and Doobie, not so much. But you two guys, you could have been in, you know, Starsky and Hutch or something. You guys would have been good.
No, theirs were great because all mustaches work in our clubhouse. We are supportive of all mustaches. We're not telling our guys that they have bad mustaches because they're giving it their best effort. This is a mentality thing. You know, if you have the mentality for the mustache, then whatever you're rocking on your face works.
That's awesome, man.
Incredible. Yep. So you mentioned 150 texts, and the best ones were from family. Does your grandfather text? I don't see your granddad doing that. Did he reach out to you after, though?
He does not. No, I haven't talked to him yet, but you know, I've heard from everybody else saying they've talked to him and how happy he is. So that's great.
That's awesome. Well, hey, congrats. What a great moment. A lot of fun. Keep it going. What a fun season you guys are having. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you again soon. We always appreciate you taking the time.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a good one.
You got it.
Thank you, Michael.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.